the people of South Sudan experienced that their dreams came true on the 9th of July 2011. And now it's up to them and the government to make those dreams come true, because one thing was independence. Now it is independence for what? For a new future for South Sudan and its people, for developing the country, for making it possible for people to have water, education and health, to develop it in terms of its economy and foundations, to make sure that resources are used to the better of the many and not the few. Many challenges, and it's up to them and their government to now make that independence that they received lead to those dreams coming true.
What is your sense of the people's attitude or mood towards the country 1 year on since independence?
I think the initial fantastic kind of support that South Sudan received at its independence, clearly with some of the decisions that have happened following both the shutdown of the oil as well as the clashes on the border, has led to some question marks and concerns among the international community. And that's also the reason for the urgency to sort out these issues. They are mainly linked to managing the relations with a neighbour, and they're less linked to South Sudan and its own state building and nation building project. The critical thing is now to get those off the board in a way and be able to start moving on
the major reforms that now have to happen. Clearly, a number of positive steps have been taken as well. They have established the foundations for democracy through legislation for multipartyism, for elections, etc. They have done major efforts in reintegration of militia that have huge potential of destabilizing the country. And thirdly, they've done much more intercommunal violence and trying to protect their own people in relation to Jonglei than they ever did in the past. So there are positive developments, and there are also major reforms on the way, by the way, in the police and security services. So things are moving, but things would be taken to scale and be done in a more speedy manner if we wouldn't have had the situation on the border.
Where do you see South Sudan, I mean, with the second anniversary of its independence? Will these problems be resolved?
I think the main issue is to get the issues remaining from the CPA process resolved. If we can see stability be established between Sudan and South Sudan, see the border monitoring mission up and running, so there is a monitoring operation on the border, creating some type of buffer between the two. If we can see all those issues be off the table so that there is a sense of viability on both sides, then I think South Sudan can make a clean start in a way
and get going in a much more forceful manner.